Hey everyone, this is your and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal right there bringing a brand new episode for our podcast Astrophysics. So, how you all guys are doing? I hope you all are doing well. You know, I am back after a very, very long time and we haven't been here since I think 21st of Feb. I think 21st of March, and our last episode has seen a beautiful love and bursting 15 minutes about the solar system was really insane. I posted it on my Instagram as well that your love was insane in that episode, and I hope that you like such content, so I try to bring up new. Well, this is the third episode of our season second, which is the solar system, which is solely dedicated to the solar system. And this is the third episode. In the first episode, we discussed something. And the second episode, we discussed about the bursting 15 minutes about the solar system was the first episode. And in the second episode, I talked about my favorite space programs. So this is the third episode, and unlike other episodes in which I try to give my opinions and which are really centric to the information, this episode is based on information and differences. In this particular episode, we'll try to understand something new and we'll board up with something really great that are integral part of a solar system, but still many people are unaware about it, so we'll try to discuss that in this particular episode. So stay tuned. So this episode is dedicated to asteroids, meteoroids, comets, meteors, and meteorites. We'll see the differences, we'll see them one by one. So there are many sort of things. So let us get started. Just a second. Yes. So the first and the foremost thing is that our Instagram page, which I created in December 2020, and we have seen a boost in the followers, and Instagram followers are increasing at a very good pace, and I'm uploading very, very nice content on Instagram page. First, I told you that you should follow my Instagram or my personal ID. Now you should follow our Instagram page. I've updated the podcast description bio from my personal ID to the Instagram page, so now you can follow our Instagram page. It's really, really, really awesome. It's one of the leading astrophysics page in this on Instagram, on the whole platform. So go and check it out. And the ID is @astrophysics for you. So as it says, astrophysics for you guys. So next is, I'm extremely sorry for the time delay that I am actually going through my board exams for now, but now we'll hit frequent episodes and everything will be so frequent, don't worry, and we'd be uploading content on YouTube as well, but everything slow and steadily. So yes, and everything's going so nicely. We are just 5 followers to 200 followers on Instagram, 1.5k on Spotify, 1.5k on Anchor, and 1.4k on Spotify. Everything is going so nicely. These are all about the updates. And yes, the most important thing, we are going to start a cosmic update, new series of our episodes in which we'll be discussing the cosmic updates from week to month, and everything so briefly would be discussed in 20-30 minutes, and we'd be summarizing all the cosmic updates of the week and the month. So we are going to start the series very, very, very soon, so just stay tuned for the series, and it's insane. The future is gonna be insane, guys, as Elon Musk says. So it's not mine, copyrighted. So next one. So I think that now we should bring up our content for today's episode, which is asteroids, meteoroids, comets, meteors, and meteorites. So basically, we'd be giving in this particular session now. From now, I'd be giving a brief. Differences between the all of these things which I've discussed, asteroids, meteorites, comets, meteors and meteorites, I'd be giving a brief difference that we'll give in one shot, and then we discuss them one by one from NASA's official website. Whatever the content is on NASA's official website, we'd be discussing that, and let us look at some examples over then. But first let us have a look that what are the minor differences, and let us differentiate between them in a very short time. Let us go just after this short break. Hey everyone, so now you are back, and now we'd be differentiating between asteroids, meteorites, comets, meteorites and meteorites very, very fast. Now let's start with comets. So what are comets? Comets are basically made up of dust, rock and metals. And the difference between asteroid and comet is just that comets has a thick icy shell. Whatever it is made up of dust, rock or metal, it has a thick icy shell surrounded by it. And when it goes near the sun, the icy shell sublimates, which actually sublimates to give a glow, and that glow is what we see as coma. And coma is a glow, and when it speeds up in the one direction, it leaves behind the glow, and that we see as the tail of the comet. It's beautifully packed. See the science behind it. Have you ever wondered about the science behind it? I personally didn't. I just researched on this topic, and then I came to know about that this actually happens. So that thick icy shell is what is sublimating, and it goes behind as the asteroid speeds up in the opposite direction, and that is what the tail is. So that is basically called the coma of the asteroid. And there are basically two types of asteroids: long period comets. And I'm saying asteroids again and again, but actually it's comets. So there are two types of comets: long period comets and short period comets. So what are long period comets? The comets which have the orbit of more than 200 years are basically the long period comets, and the short period comets are the ones which have the orbit of less than 200 years. And basically comets have mostly have elliptical orbits around sun, or maybe anything, mostly around the sun, but they have a huge elliptical orbit, and long period comets are more often than short period comets. So next up, let us look at asteroids. Asteroids and comets are pretty much the same thing, just that asteroids didn't have icy shells, whereas comets do have. They are mostly located in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and they're mostly, the side is that only, and they're very rarely directed towards Earth, very, very rarely. Because, you know, we see Mars between them, and actually there is a difference between asteroid belt and Earth is about 761.8 billion kilometers, if I'm not wrong. I'm not sure about the numeric data which I told you, but actually it is approximate. And for the matter of fact, there was an asteroid, Chicxulub. I'll tell you the spelling. Just wait for a second. Chicxulub, that was the spelling, and this actually hit it near Mexico, which ultimately resulted in the extinction of dinosaurs. So yes, then next one is meteoroids. So meteoroids are nothing, just the piece of rocky space debris, and it's bigger than a grain of dust, and technically smaller than an asteroid. It's mostly the size of a pebble, and they mostly come from the asteroid belt and rarely come from Moon and Mars. So this was about meteoroids, and basically meteoroids are short or maybe small asteroids. Then we have meteors. Meteors is what we see as shooting stars. Meteoroids who hit the Earth's atmosphere. So basically, technically they hit the Earth's atmosphere, but it didn't reach, they burn up in the atmosphere. And meteor shower is one of the most beautiful phenomena of the universe, or maybe on the earth. So meteor shower is a sight to look at. Then atmosphere burns it, giving a big flash of light, which we see as meteor shower. So in and for the matter of fact, meteor is derived from ancient Greece, which technically means celestial phenomenon from things in the heaven above. So as the name suggests. The next one is meteorite. So meteoroids, which successfully hits the Earth's atmosphere, which actually hit the Earth's surface and successfully passed through the Earth's atmosphere, is what is called a meteorite. They can be dangerous because they're too small to be detected. As I said, that mostly the size of a pebble. So meteorite, meteorous, and meteoroid is mostly the same thing. They're just mismatched with the concept. Like meteoroid is the base of all them, and meteor are shooting stars, and meteorite which successfully reached the Earth's atmosphere. Then it's very rare for a meteorite to hit Earth's surface because they cannot pass through the atmosphere. And thanks to Mother Earth, thank you very much. So there was a quick differentiation between asteroids, meteoroids, comets, meteors, and meteorites. If you want to know in detail, stay tuned, otherwise you can leave. So now, after a short break, we'd be discussing them one by one from NASA's official website. Whatever is that, we'd be discussing, we'd be having some examples. So till then, stay tuned, listen to the ad, and then we'd be back. Thank you. So hey everyone, we are back after this short break, and now, without wasting any time, let us get back to in detail of comets, asteroids, and meteoroids from NASA's official website, as I told you in the introduction part. And let us get started without wasting any time. So here we are on the NASA's official website, and here we're seeing solarsystem.nasa.com. And what we're seeing here is that, let us look at this very fast. So I narrate out what all is there, and then we'll try and understand. Okay, so what we're seeing here is that we have comets are frozen leftovers from the formation of the solar system composed of dust, rock, and ices. They range from a few miles to 10 to tens of miles wide, but as they orbit closer to the sun, they heat up and spew gases and dust into a glowing head that can be larger than a planet. This material forms a tail that stretches millions of miles. Okay, so are you getting that? So means comets are not very big, but actually because they are miles wide, so what they are covered of icy shells, and when this ice sublimates from sun's heat, then it leaves out a tail, because comet always, when it's near the sun, it heats up and it is in hurry, you know, as in orbits, when there is an elliptical orbit, the further it is from sun or any other body which the object is orbiting, when it's closer to it, the speed gets fast, and when it's further from it, the speeds get slow. So for that, because the speed is very fast and it's sublimating, so that is because there are millions of miles, just imagine millions of miles wide tail. So that is insane. Comets are cosmic snowballs of frozen gases, rock, and dust that orbit the sun. When frozen, they are the size of a small town. When a comet's orbit brings it close to the sun, it heats up and spews dust and gases into a giant glowing head larger than most planets. The dust and gases from the tail that stretches away from the sun for millions of miles. This is the thing that I was telling. There are likely billions of comets orbiting the sun in the Kuiper Belt. You know what Kuiper Belt is? It is a belt around the sun, and even more distant in Oort cloud. So Oort cloud is something else. And then we have the current number of known comets is 3,721. Oh my god, this is huge. Now let's look at them. Key science targets. Okay, so some common comets. 103P Hartley 2, okay, 109P
and common name is Swift Tuttle. Okay, it's a beautiful comet. 19P Borley, 1P Halley. Hey, my God, that's, you know, the most famous comet is Halley's comet. Whenever we imagine comet, it's Halley's comet. 21P Gaikobini Jinnah and 2L Borisov. Then we have 2P Aniki, 55P Temple Turtle, and then we have 67P Chukmov. I think it's a Russian name. Leave it. I'm not that liable to say a Russian name. Then one, 81P Wild 2, NP Temple 1, and there are many more. And actually, you know, Oumuamua, which was the most controversial object in the span of 5 years, it is categorized in the terms of comet. So yes, next, let us look at now asteroids in detail. Asteroids, sometimes called minor planets, are rocky, airless remnants left over the early formation of the solar system about 4.6 billion years ago. And then we have the current known asteroid count is one. Just to say, yeah, let me count it. Once, tens, hundred, thousand, 10,000, 100,000, and million. So 1,073,570. It's a huge number. It's huge. Literally, it's huge. Most of this ancient space rubble can be found orbiting the Sun between Mars and Jupiter within the main asteroid belt, as I told you before. And asteroids range the size from Vesta, the largest, at about 329 miles. Oh my God, that's okay. That's an asteroid, Vesta. It's 530 kilometers in diameter, to bodies that are less than 33 feet, 10 meters across. Oh, the total mass of the asteroids combined is less than that of Earth's moon. What? This fact is, I think, just over my head. The total mass of all the asteroids combined is less than that of Earth's moon. Then we have some common asteroids. Asteroid Bennu. Oh my God, how can you forget Bennu if we are talking about asteroids, right? 101955 Bennu, 101999 Chariklo, Fizzy, 16 Fizzy, 209 OK, 2019 OK, OK. What I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying. 243 IDA, 25143 Itokawa, 253 Methylide, 433 Eros, 4 Vesta, Phobos, Diadmos, and there are many more, many more. And the names are just next to insane. Then we have, what's the difference between a meteorite that I already told you? So they're related to the flashes called light, called shooting star, sometimes seen streaking across the sky, but we call the same object as different names depending on where it is. So there's a picture, beautiful picture, scientists collecting a meteorite from the Miller Range in Antarctica. There's a picture going over here. And then we have, meteoroids are objects in space that are ranging from dust grains to small asteroids. Think of the term space rocks. I think the differentiation which I told you was taken from this only. When meteoroids enter Earth's atmosphere or that of another planet like Mars at high speed and burn up, the fireballs or shooting stars are called meteors. As I told you, when they are in Earth's atmosphere and burning, then they are called meteors. When a meteoroid survives a trip to the Earth's atmosphere, hits the ground, it's called a meteorite. As told you before. Then done, January quadrides, April Lyrids, May Eta Aquarids, July Delta Aquarids, August Perseids. I don't know what they're saying. Okay, so I think they're classified on the basis of, like, you know, what's you know, in which month they're coming. So January, April, May, July, August, October, November, and December. So what is a meteor shower? FAQ, the frequently asked questions, how to photograph a meteor shower, animation of patients of meteor streak across the sky. There are many things. I think you should read them because FAQs are too big, so I won't narrate out them. But actually, this is the end, and I think now you're very clear with the differences between a comet, asteroid, meteors, meteorite, and everything. And we have seen a briefer introduction. I think there was a lot in the NASA's official website, so I think it was a bad decision to narrate out a segment. But because I've recorded and uploaded this, so there was a we got to have an introduction, then we have a quick not so quick but yes a quick differentiation, and then detailed, you know, whatever was there I told you on the official website of NASA, whatever was there I told you. So now I think all of you, with the end of this, I think 25 to 30 minutes of episode, now you all are clear with what are the sort of differences between very misconceptual terms. You know, we all get confused with these comets, meteorites, oh my god, they all think same, but you know, there is certain of differences, and I told you I'm very happy for that. And you know, we are, as I told you before, that we are now active on Instagram, so stay tuned, bro. And you know, there was this was the reason that I was not very active on our podcast, because I was looking on in Instagram as well, and there was the study also going on. So yes, but I'll be now very active on the podcast, and we'll finish all of our episodes of season 2nd, and we'll soon start the season 3rd. I'm not revealing the season 3rd because I don't know how much time it will take to complete all the 8 episodes. Yes, there are 8 episodes and 3 of them we are completed. So I think there is a way to go for season 2nd also. But there is a lot more. And then we are going to start our season for Cosmic Update. And I think hopefully we'll upload that on maybe 18. On 18, I think we'll upload Cosmic Update. And I'm happy you all are there and you're listening to us. Thank you very much for listening to us till the end of the episode. And that was it, guys. Thank you.